Rikki Tikki Tavi by Rudyard Kipling, abridged edition. This is the story of a great war. Rikki Tikki Tavi fought this war in an English family's home in India. He had some help, but he did the real fighting. Rikki Tikki was a mongoose. His name came from the sound he made going into battle. Rick tick 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 tick. When Rikki was small, a flood swept him away from his home and family. A little boy named Teddy found him half dead and brought him home. Teddy and his mother warmed the mongoose till he woke up. Although the mother had a soft spot for animals, she wasn't sure she wanted a wild animal in her house. But Teddy's father convinced her that a mongoose was the perfect house pet. After all, deadly snakes lived right in their garden, and mongooses were snake killers. Rikki Tikki soon felt better, and he spent the rest of the day and the next morning exploring Teddy's house. In the yard, he heard the sad voices of two tailor birds, Darzi and his wife. The birds were crying because a cobra named Nag had eaten one of their babies. Just then, Nag himself appeared. He was a huge black cobra, 5 feet long. "I am Nag," he said. "Look and be afraid." Though Rikki had never met a cobra, he knew that a mongoose's job was to kill snakes. Nag knew that too, and the cobra was afraid. Rikki Tikki replied, "Well, do you think you should eat baby birds?" Nag then played a trick on Rikki Tikki. "Let's talk," he said. "If you eat eggs, why shouldn't I eat birds?" "Behind you, look behind you," cried Darzi. Rikki Tikki jumped high in the air. He just missed being struck by Nag's wife, Nagiana, who had slithered up behind him. Rikki landed on Nagina's back and bit her, but she struggled free. When a mongoose's eyes grow red, it means he is angry. Now Rikki Tikki's eyes grew very red, but Nag and Nagina were gone. Teddy ran down the path to pet Rikki Tikki, but as Teddy bent down, something moved in the dust. It was Karate, a small but deadly snake. Rikki's eyes glowed red. Teddy shouted to his parents. His father ran out with a stick, but Rikki Tikki had already killed Karate. Teddy's father beat the dead Karate. "Why is he doing that?" thought Rikki Tikki. "I have already killed the snake." The family treated Rikki like a hero. He enjoyed the attention, but he did not forget about Nag and Agina. That night, Rikki wandered around inside the house. He met Chuchundra, the muskrat, a little rat-like animal. Chuchundra was very scared. "Don't kill me," cried Chuchundra. "Why would I kill you?" said Rikki Tikki scornfully. "I don't know," said Chuchundra. "Maybe Nag will think I am you some dark night, and he will kill me. My cousin Chua, the rat, told me..." "Told you what?" said Rikki Tikki. Chuchundra was terrified, but he told Rikki that Nag and Nagina were planning an attack that very night. Just then, Rikki Tikki heard a soft scratch, scratch coming from the bathroom. Rikki Tikki moved quietly into the bathroom. There he heard Nag and Nagina whispering in the drainpipe. "Go in quietly and kill the big man first," said Nagina. "Are you sure we should kill the people?" said Nag. "Of course. The mongoose will leave if we kill them. Then we can be king and queen of the garden, and we will have a safe hatching ground for our eggs," said Nagina. She and Nag had eggs that were almost ready to hatch. Nag slipped through the drain into the bathroom. His head came first, then his 5 feet of scaly body. Rikki Tikki was angry, but also afraid. He stayed very still for an hour. Then he moved slowly toward Nag. He knew he had to kill Nag with his first bite. Rikki jumped on Nag's head. Nag shook him every which way. Though Rikki was dizzy and hurt all over, he held on tightly. Then Rikki felt a blast. The fight had awakened Teddy's father, who shot Nag. The man picked up Rikki. He shouted, "It's the mongoose again. This time he has saved our lives." Exhausted, Rikki Tikki dragged himself to Teddy's bedroom. When morning came, Rikki Tikki knew he had a job to finish. Nagina was still alive. Rikki went to Darzi for help. Darzi told Rikki that Nagina was by the trash heap, crying over Nag's body. Her eggs were in the melon garden. But the foolish Darzi refused to help Rikki get rid of the cobra's eggs. Darzi didn't think it was fair to destroy eggs. Darzi's wife had more common sense. She didn't want young cobras around. She helped Rikki by fluttering around, pretending her wing was broken. Nagina couldn't resist such an easy target, so she pursued the bird. Meanwhile, Rikki Tikki found Nagina's 25 soft white eggs. He had crushed all but one when he heard Darzi's wife screaming, "Rikki Tikki! I led Nagina toward the house. Now she is going in. Hurry! She is going to kill." Holding the last egg in his mouth, Rikki Tikki turned to the porch. There, Teddy and his parents sat at the breakfast table. They were as still as stones, hardly daring to breathe. Nagina was coiled up on the floor by Teddy's chair. Rikki Tikki came up and cried, "Turn around and fight, Nagina." "I will fight you soon," she said, but she didn't turn away from Teddy's bare leg. Rikki Tikki's eyes were blood red. "Look what I have here, your last egg. I have smashed all the others." Nagina spun around. Teddy's father grabbed Teddy and pulled him across the table to safety. "Tricked," laughed Rikki Tikki. "Rikki Tikki, now come on and fight with me." Nagina looked at her egg. "Give me the egg, Rikki Tikki. I will go away and never come back," she said, lowering her hood. "Yes, you will go away, to the trash heap." "Fight," said Rikki Tikki. They circled each other in a deadly stance, but Rikki had forgotten the egg. Nagina quickly caught her last egg in her mouth and raced away with it. Rikki Tikki followed her and caught her tail in his sharp little teeth. Together, they disappeared down a rat hole. Dorothy, who was watching the battle, cried, "A mongoose has no chance against a snake down there. Brave Rikki is dead." But suddenly the grass moved again. There was Rikki Tikki. He dragged himself out of the hole. "It's all over," Rikki said. "Nagina is dead." Then he curled up right there and slept until late afternoon. He didn't even hear the coppersmith, a little bird whose job it was to shout out the good news. That night at the house, Rikki ate a feast. He was amused by all the fuss. "Just think, he saved our lives and Teddy's life," said Teddy's mother. "What are they worried about?" Rikki Tikki wondered. "The cobras are all dead, and if any more come, I'm here." Rikki Tikki was proud in his own way, and he had a right to be. From then on, he protected the yard. No cobra ever again dared to enter it.